Concerns have been raised that the public services card will be the only way through which parents can access the new national childcare scheme when it goes live in October. This is despite a ruling from the Data Protection Commissioner that the card is unlawful when applied to state services other than welfare. The full report by the Data Protection Commissioner was published yesterday, but the Minister for Employment and Social Protection, Regina Doherty, says her department will not comply with his findings and has strong legal advice to the effect that it doesn't have to or indeed shouldn't. For more, I am joined in studio by Simon McGarr, solicitor and data protection consultant with Data Compliance Europe. Also here, Frances Byrne, Director of Policy and Advocacy at Early Childhood Ireland, and Anne Rabbit, Fianna Fáil TD for Galway East and party spokesperson for Children and Youth Affairs. Good morning to you all. I was just thinking, first of all, maybe Frances Byrne, you might explain to us what this new national childcare scheme is going to do and how it'll work.
Sure. So the national childcare scheme, good morning, Sean, to you and your listeners, will be made up of two subsidies. One will be a universal subsidy, which will be available to all families with children under 3 years and families with children over 3 years who have not yet qualified for the ECHI scheme. And that piece is not means tested per se.
ECHI scheme?
Is the free preschool year. Pardon my jargon. And then there will be targeted subsidies, which will replace the schemes that are currently available. So there are a host of schemes currently available for low income families and for families in particular circumstances. So the idea of the National Childcare Scheme, which is somewhat existent through the Affordable Childcare Scheme at the moment, but this will all change next year. All of the schemes, apart from the free preschool year, the existing schemes, will be brought in under the National Childcare Scheme. There will be a transition year where parents will get to choose whether they would like to stay on their current scheme, just to complicate things further, or whether they would go on to the new scheme. But then from late next year, every parent of a child between 24 weeks and 15 years of age will be entitled to some kind of subsidy.
And do I correctly understand the situation to be that whereas previously this subsidy was applied for by the care providers, now it's going to be up to the parents to apply, but what won't change is the money will still be supplied from government to the providers?
You have it exactly. I suppose what the new scheme is intending to do in policy terms is for the first time bring a version of what's called colloquially Scandinavian childcare. Mm-hmm. So in other words, every family in the state will have an entitlement. It's also important to mention, though Early Childhood Ireland represents creches, that registered childminders are also being brought in under the scheme, which is very important as well.
What it won't cover, Anne Rabbit, is the situation where you might have granny or a friend or somebody else, an au pair, helping to mind your children.
Absolutely. So what it won't cover any of that. So what we're basically looking at is the affordable childcare scheme that was launched in 2016. Mm-hmm. And it has taken us the 3 years to get it off the tracks. And it's coming off the tracks on the 1st of October, I think. There about that date. So within that model, I suppose all parties and none have been supporting of the concept that we need to have a sort of unison of delivery of some mechanism of funding. Leaving the grandparents aside, our family members.
Or people who want to stay at home and rear
Absolutely.
Their own children.
So we've left that part aside. So they've looked at one particular aspect of it. And one part of it is how it was going to be rolled out. And I suppose from my own record, I would have asked this in relation about 58 times on the floor of the Dáil from the Minister. The rollout of it and where it was on and why it took so long to take it to delivery. And the reason it took so long was the building of the ICT system, the legal framework document that needed to be put in place, and the understanding between the Department of Children and Youth Affairs, an agreement with the Department of Social Protection, and an agreement also with the Department of Finance.
Computers talking to each
exactly,
other as
exactly,
well.
Exactly,
now, before I bring Simon in on this one, if you want to explain a little more detail, Frances, how people go about applying now for this subsidy.
So at the moment, the only people who can sign up for the National Childcare Scheme are actually our members, are actually creches around the country, and that's been happening, and there's a deadline of October 11th for that. So we understand around 2,500 creches have already signed up, because of course you have to, as a creche, legally engage with this. Okay, so from, we understand that the position still is that from October, parents will be, there'll be a publicity campaign of some sort, and parents will be allowed and encouraged to sign up for the scheme themselves, and they will do that, as of now, our understanding is, via an online system. Parents who don't want to use the online system can apply from January and will have to wait until then. And as of now, the MyGovID system, which is essentially the online version of the PSC, is going to be required for parents
to do
that.
You'll have to have this personal services card if you're to apply in October and get the benefit from then on.
From November on. So the Department of Children and Youth Affairs has said on the record to Deputy Rabbit and others and to us that they expect payments to flow from to parents via their provider from November.
So if you have an objection to the personal services card, Anne, you have to forego the first probably 3 months of the payment.
Unfortunately, and that puts parents and it puts providers in a very tricky position at this moment in time, because everybody has returned to the provider, for instance, the 1st of September, on the understanding that their payments were going to start to flow from October and that everybody was on the same level pitch. But that's not what's appearing now. What's appearing now is that if you don't wish to provide your public service card, you can go on the paper-based model, which isn't up and running until January, but you then are at the loss for the 3 months.
Well, now it's time, I think, to bring you in on this one, Simon McGarr. As I say, you're somebody, a solicitor who specialises in this kind of territory, data compliance. There's a very clear and very strong division of opinion between the Data Protection Commissioner, who has said requiring the people to use this card for services other than those provided by the Department of Social Protection is wrong, and it shouldn't be allowed, and they should just they'd get rid of all the information they have, wipe it from the system. And the government is saying, no way, we're going to fight you on this.
The government is saying that, but I think we have to look and see what it is that we're examining as to what are the two sides, are they equal or not. In one case, we have what is the legally recognised entity whose job it is to make these decisions. This isn't like a consultative report that they give the government just for their information. This is a determination that they have made that certain forms of processing which the government have engaged in to an extent of multiple millions of people's data are illegal. Now, the legislation provides for a response that the government can make if it doesn't like that and if it genuinely doesn't agree. It can appeal. Mm-hmm. And it can appeal a decision of that sort within 21 days of receiving it. 21 days has passed and no appeal went in. And so what we actually have is we have the state saying, I won't follow the law, as determined by the body whose job it is to make that decision.
Well, they're basically putting it up to them to go down the enforcement order route. Isn't that what the government has chosen to do? They'll challenge them in the courts.
They'll defend themselves. But what happens there is that if you are in the court system and there's a statutory period within which a government or anybody can appeal a decision, you can't have a backdoor appeal, which is when the court order is required in order to enforce the unappealed decision that you then allow for defences to be put in at that stage. You've 21 days to appeal a decision.
But as of now, it seems that parents, if they're to avoid losing at least two, if not three or more months of this this support, they're going to have to use the personal services card.
And I think that's a very difficult both political position and legal position for the Department of Children to have put itself in. They know and they've acknowledged that there will be an alternative system that doesn't require a PSC card. And therefore, what they have done is they have implemented a system of payments, which is one, explicitly said to be illegal by the Data Protection Commissioner, the regulator on these matters, and two, which they cannot demonstrate is necessary because it's not necessary for the alternative system.
Anne Robert, what do you make of that?
I think it's shocking, to be quite honest with you, that we're forcing parents actually down the... We're not giving them a choice in relation to how they engage in the affordable childcare system. We're actually making it compulsory that you must sign up first to avail of your funds. And if you don't sign up to avail of your funds, guess what? Wait till January and then you can come on stream and hopefully we'll have the paperwork ready for you then. So we're actually forcing people down a particular road. We're taking away their choice, Sean, to be honest with you.
Sorry, Simon, you wanted back in on that?
Just because it's actually been addressed by the DPC in her report. Although the government told the DPC that one of the reasons one of the reasons for having the public services card was to make it easier to access public services. What the commission found was, in fact, in many cases, it was an impediment from accessing services which you otherwise would have been able to get a hold of.
If I heard Regina Doherty correctly, she says over 3.2 million people are already in possession of these cards. The research that they've done shows an overwhelming level of satisfaction with them. And, you know, people, like that's over half the population have them.
Yes, absolutely. But what we have at the moment is we have a legal debate taking place here, and there's ordinary people getting caught in the middle of it. And we have the rollout of a brand new affordable childcare scheme. As I said, we're waiting for the last 3 years, and it's unfortunate that the DPC and the department actually can't sort out their legal wranglings at this moment.
Department said it wanted to engage and have meetings with the Data Protection Commissioner's office. That offer was declined. Maybe they have legal advice, but they both seem to be holding firm on their interpretations. But coming back to you, Frances Byrne, what kind of money is at stake here for the children and their parents?
Well, it very much depends on individual circumstances and also what happens in next month's budget. But there are upwards of 100,000 children in creches every single day. If it's the universal, it's €20 a week. And then it will vary depending on your circumstances. And we don't know yet, because the new scheme is going to be different. It's going to operate differently. So if you are a family who's, this is, pardon the jargon, not mine, the department's jargon, your reckonable income, in other words, your net income after various things have been taken out, is 26,000 or less, you will get a subsidy which will cover 40 hours and then downwards considering. So it'll be measured in hours The amounts will go to the provider. Just to say that Early Childhood Ireland has written to Minister Zappone to try and clarify some of this. We'd be very concerned that the scheme, which we want to be a success, would be associated with very tough questioning and possible damage. So
we're going to leave it there. My thanks to the three of you for coming in. Frances Byrne of Early Childhood Ireland, Anne Rabbitt, Fianna Fáil TD and spokesperson on Children and Youth Affairs, and Simon McGarr, solicitor and data protection consultant. We'll take a break.
Today with Sean O'Rourke on RTE Radio 1.